Bruce Williamson is from the campaign group Rail Future. You got any concerns with this, Bruce?
Yeah, I have got some concerns. I mean, I'd like to sort of put a few positives first, mind, because, you know, it's very good that Chris Grayling has said he wants to put passengers first. And let's judge this by the outcome. Let's judge this on the basis of whether the passengers get a better deal out of this, whether they get more reliable trains and so on. And also, it makes sense, doesn't it, that running the trains and running the tracks sort of go hand in hand. They are very obviously very closely connected. So that's another sort of fairly sensible, obvious step in this. However, we have tried this before, haven't we? You may not be aware of this. There's a thing called the Southwest Trains Alliance, where they had a sort of joint proposal to sort of get Network Rail and Southwest Trains to work together, and it sort of didn't really work. It's been quietly dropped, as has, I believe, a similar scheme in Scotland. So
do rail companies, Bruce, want to do this? Because they get to do the sexy bit. They get to run the fast pendolinos up and down the line. Do they really want to muddy their hands with the sleepers and the gravel and all the stuff, the infrastructure, if you like, of the railway?
Well, I think they would certainly like to exercise greater control over it. And there is a fair point to be made that the train operating companies know what's happening on the ground in their patch, no pun intended. You know, so that, you know, they'll know where the bottlenecks and the problems and where the reliability issues are, probably better than Network Rail will back at HQ, wherever that is. But of course, the problem is that then the risk is that you're sort of integrating the railway locally, but you're fragmenting Network Rail nationally. And there is a case for a sort of joined up Network Rail that has an expertise base and a knowledge base that we don't want to break up. And that's one of the dangers here. And also, I'm slightly concerned about just the bureaucracy involved, because presumably there's going to be some sort of local committee of Network Rail representatives meeting with the train operating companies, and they'll come up with their plans, and they'll go back to Network Rail. You know, it could be just a bureaucratic nightmare.
And one of the reasons the government says they want to do this is to prevent the blame game we've had when it comes to railway issues. The operators blame the rail company. The rail company blame the people who run the line there. You've got, like I say, this conflict sometimes between Network Rail and your Virgins, your London Midlands. Do you think this might end that, or at least prevent that blame game?
Well, I certainly hope so. I mean, undoubtedly, whether you're a supporter of rail privatisation or not, a big problem is fragmentation. So, you know, you're absolutely right. You have different organisations blaming each other, different organisations dependent on each other to make the railway work properly. So, yeah, if we can reduce that sort of blame game, then that will be a plus.
Bruce Williamson from Rail Future with us on BBC Coventry and Watchley this afternoon.